Blog Talk Radio.
Much today myself. I've just laid back and relaxed a little bit and just was focused on the program today. And I got several callers ahead of you, but I'll give the call in number. It is 516-418-597. Let's go ahead and go to prayer and then we'll be taking some calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for the opportunity to come and just unite as one. And we just thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I just pray for everybody that is listening to this program live and archive, and I pray that you just meet their needs, whatever needs those are. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this program, and I just ask you to help us as we go forward. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Let's go ahead and take the call. 551, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. How can
Hi.
I help?
I just wanted to get a general.
Okay, you just want a general reading?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be cool. I'm going to pull some cards for us and see what Spirit wants to say to you. All right. The first card I want to focus on is the Guardian Angel card. To me, I don't know if this is ringing true with you, but I just feel like you're a little uneasy right now, just maybe in the back of your mind a little bit worried about stuff piling up, because I just see that. But I got good news. I got the Serenity card for the next card, and it talks about, being quiet, being still, Spirit moving in your life. And I actually see like an advancement or something like that, maybe with a job or something like that. And Harmony will be yours.
Oh, like a promotion?
Yeah, I feel like a promotion for you. Yeah. Is that possible?
Yeah, possible where I'm at.
Okay. I feel like that you're thinking about moving or doing something different. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because I just picked that up and I was like, okay, she's a little anxious about some steps that she has to take and stuff like that. But Spirit's in control and Spirit will be with you in any situation. But I definitely see you moving forward, either at the job or just moving forward into a new location, something like that. But hopefully that helps.
That does. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. I appreciate you calling in.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go with 229. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I think I know who this is. Is this Melvin?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
No problem.
How can I help?
I'm romance. I'm interested in this girl named Jalkyria.
Okay.
We work together, and I just want to know about her thoughts with me. Do you see us in a relationship?
I don't see a relationship right away. I feel like you will have a relationship with her, but not the timing is off right now. So I would be a little, wouldn't be taking major steps towards her right now. Just, get to know her a little more. But, I feel like probably by the end of the year, looks like about January and December could be when somebody's walking into your life. So, because nobody likes to be alone, and you've been alone for a while, and so I see a lot of things changing for you. So,
would that be her?
Yes, it will be her. Yes.
Okay. Because I text her. She gave my number last year, and we text back and forth. But lately, she haven't texted. I text her, but she don't text me back. Why she's kind of keeping a distance from me?
Yeah, I just think that she just, is a little leery about stepping into a relationship right now, because I feel like that she's been in a couple of bad relationships, and so she doesn't want to bring that baggage into a new relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't give up. Just don't rush into something, because if you rush into it, she's gonna go away, and so you don't want that to happen. So just take small steps, okay?
Okay, all right. Could I ask another question?
Really quick. I got a time limit, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going through a lawsuit. I got hurt on my job, and I injured my lower back and my left knee and my elbow. They want to do surgery on my left knee, but my question is, do you see me getting a nice settlement from this, and when?
I don't know when. I do see you getting something because of this, but I don't know when that is.
Is it something to satisfy me? I mean, like, for the settlement amount?
Yeah, I don't know the amount of the settlement, but it's got big numbers, so all I can tell you about it.
Okay. And that you don't know what time frame that would be, do you?
I don't have a time frame on that, Marvin. So, don't worry.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. You have a good night. All right. Appreciate you calling in.
You too. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Let's go with 956. You're on air with me. I'll be in a minute.
Nope.
Hold on. Hold on. Everybody jumped. And okay.
Hello?
Hi. Who? Yeah, hold on. Okay. Let's go with 956.
Yes, hi. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are
you?
Hear
me? I'm good. I had a question. Do you see anything new coming, any changes coming into my life in the next 3 months or so?
Yes. Positive changes. It looks like early June on that.
June? We're already in next
year? Yeah. I'm sorry. I was distracted a little bit, so I apologize. I meant it by the end of August.
Okay. Like, what type of changes do you want me asking?
Oh, no, that's okay. No problem. Just like with your job or something like that, keep working. I don't know.
Working. Do you see in relationship-wise or just work-related?
I feel like that work will be a place where you meet this person, but I wouldn't see that until about September. So, okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in tonight. You have a good night. Sorry, I was a little confused there.
You're behind 3 months.
Yeah, I better look at a calendar, find out what's going on. You have a good night.
Yes, good night.
All right, bye bye. All right, let's go with, I assume this is a Skype call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, could I just have a general reading, please?
Yeah. Is there any focus that you want, a certain area, or just?
Right now, finances are most important to me.
Okay, I understand that. I think finances, everybody needs those to live by. So. All right. But yeah, your financial situation is going to get better as you go into fall. Looks like around about October. There's some a kind of a check. I keep seeing a check, and there's writing on it. So you get some money coming in, and this comes from a source that you don't know. So just somebody that you know knows your situation and wants to help out. So
wow, great! Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself, and I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bless you.
You too. Bye bye. All right, we're actually going to go to a music break for a minute, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Namo,
That you stayed with us through that music break. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. 610, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
Oh, that's good. I had a quick question concerning career. I do have a job right now. I've been there for about 2.5 years, but and I'm looking to move on to something better and with more growth. So
right.
I've put a few things out there, but I haven't gotten any, you know, callback. Just thank you for applying, and that's it. So I continue to look, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me.
Okay. Could I have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Sonia.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I definitely see you moving into a different job. I would say it looks like early October for that to happen. You're just stagnated. The energy where you are is just stagnated. It's not moving you forward or anything. You just, you know, just punch a time clock and you know, do that. But I definitely see something better for you. A little more finances. Start you at a better wage than where you are now. Stuff like that. So hopefully that helps.
Better benefits.
Yeah, the benefits are really good, yes.
Do you pick up anything about the company at all? Or?
I am not picking up anything on that, sorry. No, it's not picking up
but something
on that.
But something I'm going to be applying to?
Yes, it looks like, yeah, I wish I could give you more information, but I don't have a whole lot more information on that.
No, that's fine. So you said you saw me working at the job in October?
Yes. I do.
Okay, so that means probably I'll get a call back in September.
Yeah, you might want to put up some applications and stuff like that, because I feel like it's somebody new that you haven't applied for yet. So.
Yeah, I do look every day, you know, but not sometimes you don't find the right thing, so I keep continuing to look.
Yep, That's me. I'm in the same boat, looking for working, you know, for something to get me out of the house and pay me a little bit of wage. So, but yeah, hopefully right. that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
312. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
My question is today is that I'm wondering. I went for an interview, but I didn't like the lady that I interviewed with, and I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try a new agency, and I want to see if they'll find me a job or I'll find one on my own.
I feel like you need to move to another agency. The one that you applied for is not going to do much to help you. So something better will come out of this. But, yeah. And also, you know, just pay attention to the newspaper and things like that. So because I sometimes apply, you know, put postings for jobs in newspapers. So, but everything financially, everything's a little tight now, just generally. For everybody, so things are going to get a little better. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'll keep looking. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening. Okay. Appreciate you calling. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go with, find out how much time I got left. 262, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help?
I was wondering if you see anything with my love life.
I keep seeing that you just left a relationship. Is that true? A couple months ago or something like that?
Yep, that's true.
Okay. I think you know you need to move on to somebody else. I don't see you reconciling in the past relationship. As far as the timeline goes, it looks like about November.
That's soon.
Yeah. Well, hope it works out for you. But yeah, that's what I'm picking up. So.
Okay. So you don't see anything with the past, though, with the getting back
no.
or anything.
No, not okay. really. I don't. I'm sorry, but.
Oh no. That's okay. I broke up
all
with
right.
him, so.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason I always tell people. You know, there's always a reason why they're not in our lives anymore. So somebody else is coming in and will treat you really nice and stuff like that. So that was something to look forward to. Okay?
It really is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 856, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I guess the same question. Any relationship coming my way anytime soon?
yeah, I feel like it's coming soon, but it looks like maybe definitely November on that.
November. Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, and there'll be somebody that will treat you right, and you know, you guys will click. It's like when you meet them, you'll be like, haven't we met before? Because it's going to have that dynamic of a family relationship, somebody that you can really trust because they're going to be really truthful with you. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. You have a good
Thanks.
Night. All right, we're running down on time. So, 404, how can I help?
Hi, trying to figure out, do you see me starting college in August 14th, like when my financial aid come through before the August 24th?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's like breaking up or something. But I definitely, I see, you know, you having the funds to go to the college and or university, wherever you're going, but you know, that would be my answer. Things are going to get okay with financially. Cause you don't want to take out a whole bunch of student loans and then have to pay those back. That hurts
right.
people down the line. But yeah, you know, I really see that spirit's moving in this, and you know, and just be open to whatever spirit leads you. So that's one thing I gotta tell you. So
you see me starting classes in August 14th?
Yes,
or around this month or next month?
Be August.
August. Anything about love? Yeah. Am I gonna meet someone new?
I think you're gonna meet them at the school. Yeah, at the school.
Oh, at the school, in the middle of the school year or towards the beginning?
About the middle.
Middle. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You too.
No, bye. No problem. Bye.
Okay, we have time to take one more call. 631, you're on air with me.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. When do you see a boyfriend coming in?
Looks like about October. Date on that would be about the 24th of October.
Do you know how I'll meet them or their age or anything?
I don't have that information. Sorry, I can't answer those. I don't have the information. Okay. All right.
All right,
I appreciate
you
calling. Okay, no problem. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right. And as soon as that stops spinning, we'll be good. All right. We're going to go ahead and close the show out. I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. It was awesome. You guys just rock. And I appreciate it so much. If you would like to get hold of me and get a full reading from me, you can do so by going to this website, www.insights, be sure you get that S in there, insightswithmichael.com. So if you'd like to get a full reading from me, if you'd like to help out and keep the show going, it could cost $40 a month to have a premium account. I have a free account right now. I really feel like the Spirit wants us to go to longer times. So I need your help. You can, you know, use a comment page to talk to me on our website, or you can just call. There's a phone number on there somewhere. So you can call that number and we can talk about it. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and close out. And we thank Spirit for working through us tonight and keeping everybody safe and all that stuff. So I will see you. I will be on air tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. So, all right. I'll see you guys later. Thanks again.
Peace be with you.